This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Shout out to Bailey and the rest of the Buffalo Wild Wings staff. They have been great, as always, taking care of us. And make sure you take care of them as well. Shout out to Andy. Our engineers kept us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. I know there are a couple people who've walked up here and told me they're watching us and they're sitting here in front of us. Go ahead, do your thing. But thanks to Andy keeping us on there as well. Shout out to our promo staff, Shay, who's running around here. He has been working very, very hard as always. And then, of course, Tyler Milner holding it down back at the station doing his thing as well. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They've got the Hall of Famer, Mr. White Draws himself, John McClain. Coming up to preview, this Texans Broncos game. And then tonight you can listen to Thursday Night Football Live right here following the fellas on Texans All Access, Ravens Dolphins. You can listen to that right here live. Area 45 off tonight, Ravens Dolphins. Their T-Mill's best bets coming up here in just a few minutes. All right, Clint, I know earlier we heard from Nick Caley, and I know there are a couple of things that he said that jumped out to you from the last game as they prepare to this game coming up against the Broncos, maybe their most difficult test. Any of those things that Nick Caley talked about that kind of jumped out to you?
Yeah, look, I think he was asked about, you know, how do you kind of balance taking what you did well last week in previous weeks and applying it to what you're going to do moving forward when you're a game plan offense, when so much of what you do depends on what the defense does. And he just answered it in a way of a game plan way of it all starts with what the opponent, you know, with evaluating the opponent kind of deal. And I don't know. I just – it didn't surprise me because clearly they are a game plan. And as much as I don't like it, I got to do my best to not – feel like I need to tell everybody how much I don't like it every time we discuss it. But the reality of it is there are a couple of guys on this offense that I think just have to – it can't be a game plan approach.
They have to be in the game plan.
Yeah, in a major way, man. And it's just, Woody Marks is one of them, I think.
Absolutely.
Offensively. He is a guy that not only did to have in the game plan and be handling the ball as much as you can, but he is just a different dude. Can you survive with the others in there? Yeah, absolutely. But you know, Woody Marks is a guy that gives you a chance. He can catch a ball in the backfield, make a guy miss, and go get 50 yards, as we saw him do last week. And against these better teams, you know, the more often you can put him in place to do that versus Nick Chubb, the better off you're going to be. Same thing with Nico Collins. The when you spread the ball around is great. That's fine. But the more times you can get it in the hands of 12, obviously the more likely he is for a big play, the more likely it is for him to get in a rhythm, the more likely it is for them to have to start adjusting as a defense. And so I just think those two guys, I know it's a game plan, I get it, But at some point in time, there has to be a balance of, hey, we're going to game plan. We're going to design everything we do week to week based on what the defense does. There has to be some level of, hey, we got a young star in Woody Marks. I mean, we got to use this guy.
You just got to get the ball in playmakers' hands, man, especially when you play against elite-level defenses.
Yeah.
And this is an elite-level defense, and you got to find a way to get them the ball.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Get them involved.
Yeah. That's really, I mean, he said a lot, talked a lot about the six offensive linemen being used in scheme. I think that's tremendous. They do a good job with it.
And mind you, I can get your concern because when you watch what they did last week, 9 different guys touched the ball, caught passes, which was good, you know. And if you could have it that week every day, where every Sunday that, hey, everybody seems to win as quick as possible. But at some point it is like, hey, man, That ball's got to find 27. That ball's got to find 86. That ball's got to find 12. That ball has got to find 14.
Well, I mean, look, you just think about it. I mean, you're talking about those two guys specifically, right? If you go into this thing and I'm just going to take the ball wherever it you know, the coverage tells me or whatever matchup I like, you know, he better be a guy that can win right now because this defense is going to pressure. This defense is going to heat you up. There's going to be free runners. There's going to be unblocked defenders off the end. So whoever you pick to win on the slant or win on the quick out or win deep, like they got to win right now. So whoever you pick, it better be your best guy, and that needs to be 12, right? And the other part of that's what you're talking about, and I'm just Nico and Mark, Woody Marks are the two obvious ones for people that are listening to understand what I'm saying. Like, all it takes, Ron, is one time in a 3rd and 8 situation, you check the ball down to Woody Marks and he goes and gets you 9. That's worth keeping him in the game more often. You know what I mean? You get into a 3rd and 16 where you know, hey, odds are they're going to bail, they're going to play coverage, I'm going to check the football down. Okay, well, I checked the football down in a 3rd and 15 situation and he meets the first defender at the 12-yard mark, and I need 15. Woody Marks has got a chance to make a guy miss. I don't know that Nick Chubb's got that. I damn sure know Dare Ogunbowale ain't got that. And so it's one of those guys. In a 3rd and 15, 3rd and 20 situation, one guy misses, and it's likely you're going to get that first down. You're going to convert something that's very improbable, and that can be accomplished by getting the ball, keeping Woody Marks in the game, and giving yourself that opportunity more often than not.
All right, let's get to T. Mill and his best bets.
Come on.
You can always check him out if you need to remember you missed it at T. Mill Real Deal. And he's had a pretty solid week in the orange, trying to get to the green. What you got tonight?
Yeah, we've been killing the NFL bets. If you haven't been paying attention, overall, NFL's putting money in your pocket whenever I'm giving you picks. I'm just saying.
I love when you say, if you hadn't been paying attention.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's free money to go in your pockets if you want to tell any of these winners. I got 5 bets for you tonight between the Ravens and Dolphins as they get NFL Week 9 going. First, I believe you were right, Ron. The line in this game is about 7.5. Dolphins plus 7.5. I teased mine up just a little bit. I wanted to get rid of that hook. Dolphins plus 8 tonight. That's your first bet. Next, I'm on the under in this one. I believe it's set now at 51, but I got in on under 52 between the Dolphins and Ravens. And then 3 player props real fast. one Raven first, Derrick Henry, over 87.5 rushing yards for him tonight. Next, I got a Dolphin that used to be an Aggie. A-Chain, over 32.5 receiving yards. And no, I'm not going to say his name the way he says, because we called him A-Chain in Aggie Land the whole time he was there, and he never said anything. Jaylen Waddle, last one, over 4.5 receptions for that Dolphins receiver tonight. Probably my favorite bet of the evening, Jaylen Waddle, over 4.5 receptions. Those are your five best bets, boys.
Tyler with the hill with his wishes. I like all those Dolphin passing bets, because I think they're going to be trailing, and you could see this being a lot of, you know, padding stats, throwing the ball because they're down by double digits. I think it's a good one to stay away from the Lamar Jackson rushing yards. I think it's a good one to stay away because I just don't know how they're going to. I know Andy loves them. I just don't.
The old white draws weatherman.
I know it. If I'm you, Tyler, or other or bettors, I'm thinking I don't know how they're going to handle him with this hamstring. Could they be cautious? You don't know. We'll see. He'll probably rush for 100 tonight, but that's a good look. Check out at T-Mill Real Deal if you missed those bets. Again, tomorrow, come on out. Little Football Friday. We'll be out in Houston. Raven Tower. Where is that? The old what?
The old White Oak Music Music Hall.
Yeah,
I think it's outdoor,
hall.
Though, isn't it? Yeah.
But, old White Oak Music Hall. It's now Raven Tower. Come hang out with us tomorrow, 2 to 6.
The building, the room up on top of the little tower thing. I don't know if we're going to be up there. No, that'd be cool. I've never been up there, Ron.
All right. Well, we'll
see. Sits up off the ground a little bit.
We'll be out there tomorrow. I don't know where we'll be.
I mean,
but
what
2 to 6, come hang out with us. Plenty of prizes as well. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Thinking about size all the time. He's thinking not rounding the bases to celebrate. He's thinking, damn it, I got to try to stick this jacket on. I'm going to be Chris Farley, fat guy in a little coat. And then I saw he didn't even try to put it on. They got it on his arm. He's get this damn thing off. They should have multiple sizes in that ugly-ass jacket.
Don't do it. Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Hayes, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.